There is both great need and great wealth in the world. Those with the most covet more, and those with the least are often disregarded, generally treated as if they deserve to be poor, as they've not worked hard enough to pull themselves from that state. The current world is no different from Jesus' time in the disparity of the haves and the have-nots. There is, in a lot of quarters, an indifference to poverty. This Lent, we perhaps are each called to review what each of us might do to change that in our own spheres of influence. As I prepared today's reflection, I called to mind a quiet service I prepared many years ago on decisions. Although we may not have bought fields or oxen recently, we do have things in our life which prevent us from coming to the banquet. Of course, we need a balance, and sometimes the right answer to a request to do yet another job at church is no. However, we should always say yes to the invitation to join in with the feast. We sometimes talk of discernment when we test whether it is God who is calling us. To help us with that discernment, I often think of using a coin as a visual aid. Take a coin and look at it. Select one side and think of the decisions you have in front of you at the moment. Looking at one side, think of the reasons for saying yes. Turn the coin over and looking at the other side, think of the reasons why you should say no. Remembering today's lesson, make sure they are valid reasons and not just excuses. The idea is not to toss the coin and make a random decision, but rather to use a time of quiet to pray and evaluate the choices you have, seeking God's guidance as you do so. Perhaps you could place the coin either side up in a prominent place, perhaps at the foot of a cross if you have one at home. This acts as both the first step of making a decision and as a symbol of placing the decision firmly before God. We come now to our prayers. Each day I will pick a sentence from the Bible passage which we can use for contemplative prayer. We think of the words in order to understand their context and meaning, feeling the meaning of the words with and in your heart. We pray using these words for ourselves or for others, with only a name, and without explaining the reasons or predefining any answers. We listen for God's voice in the quiet of our prayers. They all alike began to make excuses. Lord, help my decision making today. In everything I do, may I seek your will for me. Let my decisions be based on my commitment to you and not on excuses so that I can do something I want to do more. Help me to see what are the fields and oxen in my life, those things which prevent me from coming to your feast. Loving God, we often face difficult choices. Sometimes it feels like every choice is a difficult one. Remind me that you are present in all of my decision making, prompting me to choose the paths that will keep me by your side. Lord, we do remember that you call all to your feast, and thank you for our own invitation. May you use us to be invitations to others, to share with us the good gifts you have given us in your creation here and now, and in the invitation to come to your eternal banquet. These things we ask in Jesus' all-powerful name. Amen.